Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of around 70. An early morning fire spotted by a Racine police officer on routine patrol just after 5 caused about $7,000 damage to a home at 1609 Flood Avenue. After reporting the fire, the officer checked the residence and found that no one was home. The fire department had the fire under control within 25 minutes of arriving. It was contained in the basement. However, the rest of the home was damaged by smoke and soot. No one was hurt, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. A reckless homicide charge has been filed against a Chicago man accused of selling the drugs used by a Burlington man who died of an overdose in May. 31-year-old Corey Holmes has also been charged with delivery of narcotics and conspiracy to deliver heroin, all as party to the crime. According to court documents, Burlington police were called to a city gas station on May 24th and found an unresponsive man in a car. The man was pronounced dead at the scene, and an autopsy determined he had died from an overdose of fentanyl. The investigation determined another man had purchased what he thought was heroin and had given the drug to the victim. His identification of the seller led to Holmes' arrest. Holmes made an initial appearance in Racine Circuit Court today, and a preliminary hearing on the charges is scheduled for next week. Former Green Bay Packers safety Darren Sharper says he made heinous decisions and wanted to apologize to his assault victims 1,000 times. Sharper was sentenced by a federal judge in eastern Louisiana today to 18 years in prison for drugging and sexually assaulting 9 women in 4 states. One victim stood in court and told Sharper she had zero sympathy for him. Sharper played 14 years in the NFL. He was drafted by the Packers in 1997 and played for the Vikings before signing with the New Orleans Saints in 2009. Sharper still has 4 rape cases pending against him in California, Arizona, Nevada, and Louisiana. Gateway Technical College and Cardinal Stritch University signed an agreement today, giving Gateway graduates a more convenient and seamless pathway to earn a bachelor and master's degree at Stritch. The agreement gives Gateway associate degree graduates the opportunity to transfer credits they've earned and apply them to a Stritch degree. The initial effort focuses on business career programs offered by Stritch, specifically a bachelor's degree in business and a Master of Business Administration degree. Other programs may be added in the future. The Racine Unified School Board and Racine Public Library are now officially partners with the approval this week of an intergovernmental agreement to allow student access to materials outside their school library through the use of their ID card. James O'Hagan, the district's director of digital and virtual learning, said both he and library director Jessica McPhail are excited about coordinating the available services. He noted the district's approval starts the partnership immediately for the new school year.
It's passed the RPL board already, so the document that you have has already been signed and approved by RPL, gone through the city attorney, has gone through district attorney, so now it is looking for your approval.
The agreement between the district and library was unanimously approved by the school board. It also allows for requested materials to be sent to school libraries for use. The president of the Kenosha Unified School Board pushed to formally reconsider the name of the new sports stadium at Bradford High School, and that's led to the item being placed on the agenda for next Tuesday night's regular meeting. Tamara Coleman was one of 3 supporters for calling the facility Olin Arrington Jr. Stadium after the one-time board member and first African-American on the school board. Community reaction led to what the Kenosha News says was an August 11th email to Superintendent Sue Savaglio-Jarvis that said, quote, "We got to bring this back. Please add it to the agenda for the August 23rd board meeting." Coleman then sent emails to other board members about her directive for discussion and possible action to rescind the previous decision. The board's ad hoc naming committee said the stadium should bear the school's namesake, Mary D. Bradford. The State Department of Transportation's Zoo Interchange project will include the installation of 4 new tub girders during a 31-hour window that starts Friday night with ramp closures at 10 p.m. and the interstate being shut down an hour later. This will impact eastbound I-94 traffic at Highway 100 along with system ramps. If conditions allow, the work could be completed in less than the 31 hours planned. Greenfield Avenue is recommended as the detour around the work zone. The Racine Zoological Society will host the 21st Annual Car, Truck, and Bike Show this coming Sunday, August 21st, from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., with admission to the zoo only $5. The event keeps getting bigger and better, according to Beth Heidorn, executive director of the zoo, who reminds the public it's family-oriented and fun for all ages. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.